Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Eric Wilkins. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wilkins. LaFleur moves to third. Kemp moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball four. Parrish moves to second. Len Barker now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is hit by the pitch. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonds moves to third. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Alexander and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morales strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hara hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Hara reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-2 in the game. Dade takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verizer scores. Dade moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Dade moves to third. Manning moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dade scores. Manning scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Norris moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. Norris scores. Hera moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Steve Baker now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Thompson moves to third. Dan Spillner now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson scores. Parrish moves to third. One out. It's Tigers, 6, Indians, 6. Phil Mankowski pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Mankowski now playing third base. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verizer. The throw from Parrish and he is out. Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dade strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Norris strikes out. 2 outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Parrish strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. John Hiller now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Alexander moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Alexander moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verizer strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonds is walked intentionally. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alexander tags and scores. Kuiper tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 7, Indians, 7. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. One out. Toby Herrott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Herrott takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.